You're listening to the Electronic Media Collective Podcast Network. Yeah, it's a mouthful. For more great shows, like the one you're about to enjoy, visit electronicmediacollective.com. And now, our feature presentation.
This week on the Roman Podcast,
we talk about the Chi-Town Compass, oral influencers, birthday parties, and we are the champions.
All that and more on episode 161 of the Roman Podcast.
To the Roman Podcast. I'm your host, Roman LeBeau.
And I'm Rob Cast.
Mr. Rob, hey, where the hell have you been, Cast?
Hey, I'm back from America.
did you go, was it just like coming to America? Was it like just like the movie?
No, it wasn't. No, I didn't work at McDowell's.
Royal penis cleaning?
Less royal penis cleaning. I'm not Canadian royalty, so that helps.
I think we all are, but whatever.
You know. Yeah, so we're back. Unbeknownst to our listeners, of course, because we planned ahead and doubled up our recording. So we haven't spoken to each other in a couple weeks.
It's true. You know, I'm trying to go as long as possible, but 2 weeks is the longest I've gotten so far.
Well, you know, when you're on the Roman Pod and Cast, it's a little difficult to avoid.
And to make our point earlier, we are part of royalty. I mean, yourself, myself, and a few others were part of what we call the Serb Kings.
Yes.
Right. So, I mean,
of course,
they see us coming, they're like, "Oh my God, yeah, you know, we know."
No, that never happens.
Oh, okay.
So, we got a real jam-packed show, but we got lots to talk about because then it's always a little easier when we have a little space in between programs. It's not like the last couple episodes where we had to record back to back. It's like, hey, I just talked to you like a second ago.
I was like, okay, well, it's you know, we got 2 weeks to talk about. It's like, yeah, but I'm old, so I don't remember what happened yesterday.
Yes, well, and you know, that's why I say my handy dandy my iPhone notepad, I can jot down a couple things as they come to me. So real quick, happy birthday. You shared a birthday with Easter.
I did this year, once every 35 years or so. My birthday lines up with Easter, and my parents' anniversary is a couple days before that. So this weekend we celebrated the Anna Bunny Easterversary type of thing.
Anna Bertha Anniversary.
Yeah, the bunny. There's a bunny there somewhere. Yeah.
And he is risen.
Yeah. You know, it's great. They actually got me. First time I had a cake in, I don't know, like a decade or something, but they got me a cake, but they're missing some of the letters, which was kind of funny.
Okay.
So at first they thought I said happy birthday. And then when we read it, it actually said happy birthday.
Happy birthday. Well, you know, cannabis.
Not even bird day, because it wasn't two D's. It was just like birthday.
But, well, you know, cannabis is legal now in Canada.
Yeah, but we're also French Canadian, so hey, happy birthday.
Happy birthday there, SD. Awesome. Well, anyway, happy birthday. And you noticed on Facebook, we had a bunch of people wishing you happy birthday. And, you know, because it's your birthday.
Most people said happy birthday. A couple said die, you son of a bitch. But I mean, most of it was positive.
Well, most, yeah, for in the most part. So let me get into something real. So as I said before, I was in Chicago. I went to Star Wars Celebration. I know there's a lot of big, I'm sure everybody's heard, they had a teaser trailer for the new movie coming out in December. So that was a big thing. If you want to hear me talk about that, you can go to Talk Star Wars. So go to talkstarwars.co.uk. I cover all that. So if that's what you're interested in, I'm not going to waste Roman's time.
Well, I got to say that I did watch the teaser.
Yes.
Okay. And I don't know what it is, but sometimes it's like when you know a lot about something, this teaser is pretty interesting because if you know the history of Star Wars,
yes,
it's a very interesting trailer.
Right.
But it's funny to watch people, because I watch the reaction videos of people watching it.
Yes.
And some of them don't catch on to certain specific parts.
Yes.
And I have to admit, I watched the teaser the first time, and there was one part, because I watched it on a phone,
Right.
That I didn't figure out because I didn't see the image large enough. And then when I saw it on a reaction video, I was like, oh, how did I miss it? I'm like, oh, yeah, I watched it on a cell phone, and I missed that little detail. It's just too small to figure out.
Right.
You know, other than that, though, it's fun because some people just, you know, they completely don't get half, and some people get every little thing. And it's usually the older people get every little thing.
Yeah, but I don't understand why you would make a reaction video if you're not going to be tuned in to absolutely everything. Like when, and again, I watched the trailer. I was literally on the exhibition floor at Star Wars Celebration in Chicago with thousands of like-minded Star Wars fans, and the place fucking exploded. It's crazy. So that's, you mean, but that you have to be a fan.
Were you on the floor?
Yes. The video you sent me?
When the special guest came out to ask them to roll it again. Were you there for that?
Yes.
Oh, cool.
So yeah.
I'm not going to say who it is because it actually kind of spoils the trailer.
Oh, yeah. So either way, so aside from the Star Wars stuff, I was in Chicago. I got there a day early. I checked out Wrigley Field. You know what I mean? I'm not a Cubs fan, but like I say, you don't have to be Catholic to appreciate the Vatican. You know what I mean? Because Wrigley Field is one of those storied ballparks, and it was everything I thought it would be. It was an old style ballpark.
Yeah. Well, my brother saw it too, and he mentioned it to me. He's like, I said, yeah, you know, Rob's in Chicago. He's like, yeah, I saw him at Wrigley Field. Like, my brother doesn't really watch baseball,
but he knows
right? Wrigley Field. You know what I mean? Like, it's just so even then, I was just kind of like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Rather, you know, Rob's right. Like, it's pretty much universal. Everybody knows certain key landmarks. So, yeah, it's an old ballpark, but was it a good time?
Yeah, it was okay. But I can confirm it is a windy city. When I left Toronto and I landed in Chicago, it was colder in Chicago.
It's open right off the lake, right? And yeah, the wind is going a different direction than Toronto.
Yes, it's true. That must be the difference because Toronto's right on a lake, but it's, wow.
It's on the north side of the lake, whereas Chicago's on the southwest side.
There you go. So, yeah. So
we have buildings blocking the wind where they don't.
Yeah. Anyway, real chilly. So, so all you Americans say, "Oh, Canada, so cold." No. Fuck you. It's not that. We're not that far off from you guys. No, it's pretty. It's here and there. So, yeah, I can confirm Chicago, windy city. Couple of highlights. I did a live podcast from Motor Row Brewery Company.
Nice.
This is thanks to Commander Cody and Mopar from the Rogue Squadron podcast. They set it up where we were going to record in a brewery, it's like a bar, but they do their own craft beer, right?
Right.
And this was expected. So it was us or myself. And because I didn't have the rest of the Talk Star Wars guys there or yourself, so I teamed up with Steve Kirk from the San Diego Sabres podcast. And so we did a little two-man podcast. The Force Toast ladies, that's Laura and Alice from Force Toast, those are our new Star Wars friends. They're actually Chicago local, so they live in the Chicago area, and they have a new Star Wars podcast, and they were the middle show. And then, of course, Rogue Squadron podcast, the boys finished off the night, and yeah, it was a good time. So thanks to Cody and Mopar, because they set the whole thing up. It was a blast, and it was very, we have to talk, because what we thought when we went in, I thought we were going to have a little booth off to the side and we're going to do some little celebration recording, like Star Wars recapping the event.
Right.
And we were there was like chairs laid out, and yeah, we were
on like a main stage, like a yes. Comic-Con. I was just like, what the hell's happening?
Exactly. Yeah. So we did a live stream and it was set up like almost like a, you know, if you're doing stand-up comedy, except we had a table and the mics and some chairs. So we were actually, it wasn't like we were recording and there was my atmosphere in the background. We were literally recording to a crowd.
It's just like, it was like a stand-up act, except not funny.
Well, you know, it was not bad. You know. Anyway, we got to talk about something because that's actually, it's fired me because, you know, there's something to be mined there. You know,
of course. Absolutely. Yeah.
So that was a great time. And so again, new friends, Alice and Laura, and then Cody and Mopar. And of course, Steve, thanks for that great night. So much going on. I actually met Riley. He came on. He's from the Big Open podcast. He's our little furry friend.
Yeah. Of course.
Well, he's not actually furry. He is a furry. He came on the show. So we actually met face to face, which was really cool. It's
how do you know he's not furry, Rob? What kind of adventures did you get into?
Well, you know, I'm a happily married man. I'm not saying there's it's not a spectrum, but I'm still married. It doesn't matter. So either way, so yeah, it was great to meet Corey. A whole bunch of other good stuff. A couple of notes though. When I was at the convention, this is something that's a couple things on my trip. I flew there, Chicago to Toronto. Even if you turn a movie on when you're getting ready to lift to take off, you don't have time to finish the movie by the time you land in Chicago.
No, I wouldn't assume so.
It's a puddle jump, literally. So it's like an hour, 15 minutes. So, but when you do watch a movie on an airplane, the Subaru commercial was a little bit of a piss off because it's not your average 30-second commercial. It's actually like a 2-minute commercial. And I'm just pointing out Subaru because that's the one that I remember. Now, you know how much of a bargain plane tickets are. You know what I mean? I'm joking, of course. Like, so with the amount of money you're spending to travel, do we really need to see, they've got to milk a little bit more money out of us by advertising to us?
Yeah. Well, that's how they pay for the plane rides, man, and keep everything, the prices that you're paying.
Yeah, but we're paying very, very high prices. I flew for $10.
I'm kind of used to this because if you watch a lot of YouTube in the U.S., you know, after about 5 seconds, it says skip this video, right?
Yes, yes.
But in Canada, they have legislation where certain products, you have to watch the entire video, and sometimes it's one of three.
Yes.
So it's like a minute and a half of either three ads or 2 minutes for one ad. And you're just like, come on, fucking get it done.
Exactly. And that's my complaint. We pay to fly on these planes and you're just sitting down watching a movie. I don't fucking advertise to me. Like, come on. Like, it's bad enough. We got advertisements at urinals now.
I mean, you know, well, since SkyMall fell apart, I don't know what else they could advertise to you.
Well, yeah, there's no magazine to read. So either way, but that's fine and dandy. Anyway, the flight was fine back and forth. And speaking of urinals, there's a trend going on. Right now, I was in line to go to the washroom because at Star Wars Celebration or any of these big, these big events, there's always a lineup for the washroom. Now, gentlemen, when you're in line for the washroom, I understand you're bored, but don't have your fucking phone out. Like, if you're lined up out the door, that's fine. But once you actually enter the washroom, I'm a kind of a shy guy anyway, so I get a little performance anxiety when I know I got a lineup waiting for me to pee. And it's kind of tripled or doubled and tripled when someone's got their phone pointed at your ass.
Because they're cameras, right?
Well, again, they're not filming me, but they're looking at their phone and it's pointed at you while you're pissing. And you're like, I know he's not recording. I know the guy's not like, holy fuck, that's Rob Cass from the Roman Podcast. Oh, let's get a video of him fucking pissing. Like, I know that's not going on, but the thought of a camera behind you and like, it's like, dudes, fuck, just fucking put the phone in the pocket. Like, you know, if you're having dinner, put your phone away. If you're fucking in line at a urinal, put the fucking phone away. You don't need it out.
I still think that was a great idea what people were doing a few years back, which was if you're going out with friends.
Yes.
Everybody has to put their phones in the middle of the table, stack them.
Yep.
Right. And the first one to pick up their phone pays for the entire meal.
Perfect. Yeah. But what do you do when you fucking got your dong out and there's 30 dudes lined up behind you with their phone out?
it sounds like a Friday night for me.
Well, exactly. But anyway, I'm just saying, guys, come on. We can do better. There's no need for this. You know what I mean? Like, Jesus Christ. Like, so, but either way, that's
it's just like somebody shows up with like an old fashioned broadcast TV camera.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm just checking my email. That's a camera. I can also get my email in this. No, you can't.
No, you can't. Yeah, it's like one of those like video cameras from like Back to the Future. Yeah. You know, in that the VHS actually pops in. It's like, yeah, dude,
you got to hold it on your shoulder.
Yeah, exactly, because it's so heavy.
So I'm not watching stuff on the internet on this. No, you're not. You're recording me. No, no, look. Look at the viewfinder. I'm obviously on the internet. That's me.
That's me. That's me. That's my wiener.
That's right. No, this is midget penis porn. Hey, 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 hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey, hey. Fuck off. It's Jillian here. But either way, too much talk about. So you can catch up all on the Star Wars stuff when I was in Chicago. A great time. Thank you, America. I was in and out of you within 5 days. It was real quick.
Yeah, that's not that you're bragging or anything.
No, no, I'm not bragging. Why would I brag?
You know, so, but hey, you were at a convention.
Yes.
So were there anybody carrying belts over their shoulders as the champion, or what's going on with that?
No, because this was a Star Wars convention, but I think I know what you're getting at.
Okay.
Actually, you know, I can, oh, there we go. Excuse me, folks, but this, I know this is a more visual thing and you are listening to us, but the Roman Podcast have acquired a championship belt.
And what are we the champions of?
Nothing.
We're the champions of us.
We are the champions of us. Okay. The ongoing joke is, you know, when I go to these cons, a lot of them, when they're not Star Wars specific, they have like, they're everything. And a lot of times they'll have former wrestling superstars signing autographs. And there'll be a lot of usually short, pudgy dudes that are very sweaty. And they walk around the convention with a WWE belt thrown over their shoulder. And if that's okay, if they're your friend, if that's your fandom, again, we don't care what your fandom is. If you're having a great time, that's fine. But they walk around with the belt thrown over their shoulder like they just rolled out of the ring and won the fucking thing. You mean like they got their chest puffed out and they're doing the strut and they got, it's like, and they're not cosplaying. It's not like they're dressed up like the Macho Man doing it.
No, it's just like, this is the only place where they can wear it in public and people normally will just kind of be like, oh, okay, it's a guy with a wrestling belt.
Yeah.
And nobody will say anything. And it's just like, no, we're saying something.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, so it's kind of like, guys, and you know what? They're the type of guys, hey, I'm not a tough guy, but it's like, you know, if I want to take that belt from you, I probably could. You know what I mean? I could literally...
With a bag of Cheetos and some Skittles.
Yeah, exactly. I could literally pin you right here in the middle of the convention floor, you know what I mean? And then actually take your title. I don't know what you want. So anyway, I found this custom belt shop that makes wrestling championship belts or whatever championship belts. And I got a Roman Podcast belt.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. It's kind of like this, got this whole black chrome silver etch stuff looking. And then the belt itself is red for, as you were saying,
because we're
Canadian. Yeah, I mean, that's one you can wear and people will be like, what did you win? Oh,
that's, yeah. Our faces are actually on the belt. Yes. And then on the strap, it has like Roman Podcast, our vintage logo. And then it has our other cartoon faces and it says the Roman Podcast established 2016. So yeah, it's, I know it's a visual, but maybe we'll throw some pics up on Instagram so you can check it out.
Yep. Yeah.
So yes, that's the whole championship thing. And I've been showing it to people, like I've been sharing it with some friends, like Rob Wade, our UK correspondent, thinks it's fucking spectacular. He just can't, he's like, where'd you get that? Like, this is, it's one of those things. You know what I mean? It's like, it's really stupid, but it's really funny. And I really love it because it's our belt.
Yeah. And it's kind of appropriate. Like we have some wrestling belts that we have in our paraphernalia and the stuff we have hung up around and that's fun. But we never, like, mine's under a glass box.
Yeah, yeah, but yeah, right? That's what I said. You have wrestling belts, and you actually lent me one, and you wanted that over my shoulder when we record. So anybody that sees me on Zoom recording or Skype sees Hogan's 1980s wrestling heavyweight championship belt. They're going, I thought you laughed at people that had those. Like, nah, yeah, I know that's Roman's. Oh, sure it is.
I'll be wearing both now. I will, yes. Both, one over each shoulder, and then you got yours.
Right.
Which is, you know, for the podcast, which is fun. But that's like I mean. Now you got one, and nobody can say anything because it's, you know, it's a champion.
The only other person that can wear it is you.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, I mean, no, who's going to complain? But either way, we'll post some pics about that. So that's the championship belt. Anything, so anything going on, you were sharing some spirits. I got something I wouldn't mind chatting about.
Okay.
There's a young lady on Instagram and she's, there's early 20s, but she's one of these Instagram people. I'm really hesitant. I don't even want to say her name.
I know what you, I think I know what you're
going to. The one that was crying because she was getting kicked off because people were complaining.
Yeah, because they banned her, right? Her account got banned, and then she started crying and basically reaching out to social media, asking for people to donate money to her because now she doesn't have a job anymore. She's no longer an influencer because Instagram banned her account.
That's okay, and this is a thing, right? So people are influencers. Let's say if we don't, but let's say if we had a million followers on our show, we started mentioning stuff on Instagram and said it was sponsored, like then you can actually start getting paid for sharing.
And it's the misnomer is that you got to have like a million or 2 million. Some of these people have a lot less.
Oh, for sure. But not something we're interested in. It's like, oh, by the way, Roman, did you drink Budweiser or whatever this weekend? Oh, I did. Blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's just not, that's really not our style. But I mean, either way, hey, if Budweiser wants to give us a pile of money, talk about their beer, then yeah, sure, why not? But
yeah, just it'll be an unbiased review. So
yeah, so be prepared.
Grain of salt, Budweiser. I mean,
exactly. Our Canadian taste buds can't be compromised. Come on. So, okay, so anyway, so this she was going on and going. Now I have to go back to prostitution. So what? Wait, what? Like the leap from showing doing duck face and showing your ass on Instagram to prostituting yourself, like isn't there's no other job in between?
I think I heard a couple of people refer to those Instagram models who like really, other than the nude models that I've seen that do right. This professionally,
yep.
The girls who expose themselves but then blank out their nipples and all that, they were referred to as like your digital sex workers.
Yeah, but you know, and again,
like, it's like, oh, I have to go to prostitution. Well, technically, you're kind of there.
Yeah, and exactly. But this one here was saying I used to, and then the whole big thing was, and then she came back with another video, and I fell in this rabbit hole where like this person's a fucking idiot, but this is fascinating. and she's like, oh well, yeah, I was gonna, you know, I was at this club, and this guy wanted to have sex, and like he offered me like 3 months rent to go home with him that night, so. Why not? I probably would have slept with him anyway. So I don't see what's wrong with it. I'm like, oh, okay, there's some logic in there. But she's like, I just can't do day job. I can't do 9 to 5. I just can't. It's not in me to do it. It's like either I get sponsored on Instagram or I go fucking suck dick. It's like, well, fuck off. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
now, there's a lot of guys who would benefit from you sucking dick. I'm just saying.
Well, of course. But again, it's like, fuck, who the fuck are you? Like, yeah, you're, exactly. you literally admitted you were literally a fucking prostitute that happened to find Instagram and make a few bucks. Now it's like, it's not cut out for me. It's like, well, you know what? There's a lot of jobs I had when I was even younger. And even there's days now where I wake up, go to work and I don't want to fucking go. But you mean, I'm like, well, I don't want to suck dick today. So, you know,
it's weird, but it's kind of a humbling experience for some people. Whereas they always felt like they determined their own life, even no matter what path they took.
Right.
Right. And they're always like, well, I always determined my own life. And now Instagram kind of yanked that away from them. And they're like, well, now I got to take a few steps back. Well, you don't have to go back to the same place you went to or try to blackmail people into thinking that's what you're going to do. Exactly. Right? Oh, you better give me money. I got to go back sucking dick.
I'm like, okay, well, go fucking suck a dick. Like, fuck. You know what I mean? Like, start with Romans. Fuck.
What is that expression? It said, everybody has a voice, but not everybody's is worth hearing.
Yeah, and not everybody has a voice when they got a dick in their mouth either.
Well, that's true.
You know what I mean? Or it's just very garbled for some.
Yeah, I get it. There's some influencers. That's what they do.
Right.
They'll do reviews of stuff and they'll do like a proper channel. There's others where it's just sex. Right. And sometimes they'll cross a line. They get banned. All of a sudden they want the world. Oh, pity me. It's like, no, you took the cheap route.
Well, if this is what you like doing, if you like fooling around on Instagram and everything, that's fine, cool, like right on, if that's your thing. Hey, and again, if your thing is walking around a fucking convention with a wrestling belt over your shoulder, that's cool too. But don't pretend like you just won the belt, and don't pretend you can't do anything other than doing duck face on Instagram. Like the leap back to, it's like, if I was like, okay, we're not doing the Roman podcast anymore. We defunct, we break up, we're not doing this show anymore. I'm not like, well, I bet, guess, what am I else am I going to do on Monday night? Better go suck dick. No, there's a lot of in between Roman Podcast and sucking dick.
I mean, not much, but there's some
weeks, sure, yeah. But when that's topic of discussion, but that's just out of research. Fucking, you know, like, come on, like,
it all depends on how bad our numbers are every week, and then Rob's mouth just gets a little wider every week.
Well,
and,
better go.
Suck hey, hey, we've got a great week this week. Oh, mouth closed. Oh, okay, great.
Exactly.
6 inches away from that glory hole.
But you understand what I'm saying, though. Like if you couldn't. You mean yes,
the arrogance of like the Instagram influencers that basically take one avenue, also think that they're God's gift to the world,
right?
And they're untouchable, and something happens to them, and they're like, "Oh, please, you have to help me." Your way, like everybody else. You got burnt one way, like everything else. If you think you're a business person,
right?
You should have 10 passive money making paths,
right?
Right, you sell T-shirts. You do, you do appearances. You can sell specific merch. That not T-shirts, anything else like that. Like, there's multiple ways to have multiple revenue streams. And if you're an influencer, that's what you should be doing.
Right.
Because if God forbid something happens there, you can also open a second account or go to Snapchat or be seen or Facebook and say, hey. This happened, but we're still alive. We're still going.
Yeah, but also too, like it'd be, let's say if you got signed to do a series, it's pilot season. You get a series. I'm quite sure at your day job, you would take a leave of absence, thinking, well, what if this pilot doesn't get picked up? You know what I mean? Like you're not going to be like divorce yourself from that other life completely.
No, exactly. I mean,
it's foolish.
Yeah, and if I got like a series regular where they pay me a lot of money,
of course. Well, yeah, then
you always have that backup job, anyways, because I'm a Canadian actor, and those only last for so long.
Yes, unless you're like on Murdoch Mystery or something, and then it's like 13 seasons. Great show, by the way, huge fan. But I'm just saying, like, it's a
well, my buddy was on that show for a very long time.
Oh yeah,
yeah, Christian Brune, and now he's on a show called Carter with. You know, Jeremy O'Connell there from Sliders.
Oh, right. Jerry O'Connell. Yeah. The fat kid from Stand By Me.
Yeah. So they're filming in North Bay. They film Carter. But before that, obviously, he was on Orphan Black. And then he also did double duty on Murdoch Mysteries, which is also known as Murdoch Mysteries and also known as something else in the U.S.
The man. I don't know. It's French. It's French. It's something like the man. That solves stuff or something like it.
No, but in the U.S. it's known as like the smart detective or something like
yes,
that.
Yes, the smart detective. It's like, well, that's a little on the nose. Like, fuck, come on, people.
Anyway. Yeah, but I think now they're starting to convert it back to Murdoch Mysteries.
Yes.
I think so. Okay, what is it? Is it called in the U.S.? It was the
smart detective. Yeah, you're right.
The artful detective.
The artful detective. That makes a lot less sense than Murdoch Mystery. Pricey. Anyway, how do we get on the subject? Oh, yes. Okay. So Instagramming, if you have a following on Instagram, and again, like, fuck, don't guilt people into like, oh, I gotta go fucking suck dick. And
well, look, Instagram is kind of a fecal thing.
A fecal thing? Yeah, it can be.
It's a shit thing, right? Fickle thing, anyways. Like, I remember I was telling my niece, I'm like, yeah, you know, like, we got to, I got my podcast and then I've done, you know, TV shows and we're just kind of talking about what I was doing. And she was thoroughly unimpressed, you know, like most kids are, unless you show up on their favorite TV show, then you're not really important. Right.
Yes.
So she looked at me one time and this is, she's like, whatever. You only have 250 followers on Instagram.
Yeah. Exactly.
Just like, wait, that's my measure. You're starting to sound like the casting directors in the U.S. now. It's just like, yeah, but you know what? Like, I like my Instagram, right?
Yeah, and again,
every week I get 10 new followers, right? But by the end of that week, my follower count is the same as it was before the week started. You know, it's like I've added over 100 people in the last, I don't know, 4 months, but my number is still the same.
Yeah, and again, we've been over this lots. We don't actively pursue followers on Twitter and Instagram. If people follow us, we follow you back. If you stop following us, we'll stop following you. It's
that's Roman our podcast, right?
That's our rules. Yeah, yeah. So, and I'm the same with my personal one. It's like, yeah, I'll check your shit out. Like, but I don't. It's not our thing. I know what you're talking about because I have a 15-year-old daughter, and there's a picture of when I was doing the live podcast in Chicago, and you saw the picture. It's like, holy fuck, they're in a club, like they're doing a live show, and and then the next day I text her the picture. I said, hey, this is your dad last night. And it's like, huh? Oh, okay. Really? You know, come on, that's pretty cool. Come on now. You know what I mean? But no, not cool at all. Doesn't, and again, not that, you mean, being a podcaster is cool, but you know.
Yeah, like if I ended up in an Avengers movie in a significant role.
Yes.
Right. You know, maybe I might get an eyebrow raise.
You might. You're still Uncle Roman, and it's just like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it's going to be. And that's why I don't do this stuff to impress family members or friends or anything like that. Especially nieces. Yeah, I do it just so that I do it for my passion. I do because I love doing it. And, you know, if something hits, yeah, that's fine. That's great. Like the last movie I did was probably the most well received and
yes,
the most seen. And that was fun. And I still have people sending me messages and contacting me and stuff. And that's cool. And, but it's like anything else. You just keep moving on. Cause it's gone. The movie's done.
Yeah. But you know, it gets cool. And like, even I met a bunch of people. It's like, and again, I get asked, where's Roman? I'm like, fucking Roman doesn't do Star Wars fucking shit. And we don't go everywhere together. We barely see each other. Like, so after that is explained, and then there's some other people that, because they're in the Star Wars world, they don't know the Roman podcast. And so I'm like, yeah, I got a weekly show I do. And then inevitably, You mean, oh, Roman and this and that. I'm like, yeah, he was in the acting, and I'll mention what movie you're in. And be like, what? I'm like, oh, yeah. Like, oh, was he an extra? No. He was like, remember that Texas scene? Yeah. That's my podcast partner. He's like, what the fuck? Like, and this is because I was in the States, and this is a known movie. And it's like, it's very weird because people are like, so how did you do? Like, it's almost to them, they almost like, did an agency hook you guys up? I'm like, no, like, fuck, we just know each other. Like, fuck.
Yeah, we're just friends since we're kids. Man.
Yeah, exactly. So it's very, very bizarre.
I don't get a lot of that feedback. Yeah, like, I get people messaging me, whatever, but like that stuff that you interact with, like that stuff, I haven't come across that too much, right? Because otherwise, like, I have to sit there and go, hey, I'm Roman. I'm in this movie. And that's not who I am, man.
It's a little bit easier for me to go, hey, man, oh, did you see this movie? Yeah, do you remember that one scene? Yeah, that's the guy I fucking podcast with. Fucking weird, eh?
Like, and I get it. And especially the movies, it still has a little bit of mystique left to it.
Yes.
Where people are just like, how the fuck do you get in the movie industry? Like, how do you know that guy? And it's kind of like,
it's a great question. I don't know.
Why do I still know that guy is what you're asking?
Awesome. So other than that, this has just been our little recap. It's been more of a you guys are sitting in on Roman and I talking because we haven't talked in a couple weeks. So anything else going on real quick? Anything got happening?
I'm just working on a couple projects, personal projects, and hoping to button all that stuff up. Trying to get my damn taxes done, and which should have been done a while ago. And if you, in Canada, your taxes have to be done by the end of April, unlike the U. In our American friends, I know it's April 15th. For us, it's April 30th. And unless it's April 30th falls on a Sunday, and then you get money first.
Yes, exactly. And right now, as we record, it's the 23rd. So chop, chop.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Plus, I work this weekend. So I got like 2 days to get it all done and bring it out to them. And
lovely.
Then sign up on Monday. Yeah, that's what I do.
Nice.
But that's good. I'm buttoning a few of last few things up for my like I said, my apartment and a few other things. But and then I want to start working on a few projects.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we got a couple of things in the fire. So there's actually a couple new show things we're gonna do coming up. Just because we kind of had to, this week's been a little crazy. We're gonna try to get together outside of the show and work out the stuff. So we're going to, hopefully it'll be something to look forward to.
Yeah. It'll be something different. I mean, it may or may not work out, but it should be fun.
Yes. Well, let's just say, you'll have to do your dishes.
Well, let's just say I have to put my pants on.
No, not really. No, depending on, anyway, we're giving way too much away. So, I'm just going to take care of the housekeeping before we get out of here. If you want to listen to, if you want to follow our show on Twitter, you can follow us at Roman Podcast, and we are the same thing, Roman Podcast on Instagram. You can follow myself. I am at Robert MM Cass, and I am Cass1973 on Instagram. You can follow Roman. He is the Roman Lebo on Instagram and Twitter, and he is Roman Citizens on everything else, which is Snapchat and Christian Grinder and all the other good stuff, or, you know, I don't know. You got going on.
Yeah, I think I'm also on a site called Backdoor Macaroni. I'm not sure what it's about, but
but, you know, hey, it's all for the show, right?
Right, 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 right.
Because the last thing you want to do is embarrass yourself and lose this podcast and have to suck dick.
Well, so, there's always Backdoor Macaroni.
There's always Backdoor Macaroni. Also, do not forget about the networks we're on. We're on the Tangible Network, the EMC Podcast Network, and we're also endorsed by Emotionally 14. So check out all those good places for awesome podcast content. And we are very privileged to be a part of all three. And of course, oh yeah, our Tasty Nude campaign. If you have any Tasty Nudes you want to send Roman, you know, because times are tough, you know what I mean? Like, you can send them to Roman. That's RomanPodcast@gmail.com. If you have any tasteful nudes, I'm happily married man, but I can look at it. I could peruse a tasteful nude. You can send them the same address, care of Rob, RomanPodcast@gmail.com. Also, don't forget RomanPodcast.com or .ca will take you right to our TeePublic store, where you can get all the Roman Podcast merch you want. Our vintage logo, our current logo. You can get it on t-shirts and hoodies and cell phone cases and laptop cases and pillows and wall hangings and everything. So go to RomanPodcast.com for all your Roman Podcast merch. Also, am I forgetting something? There's a review reach round.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's what's next.
That's what's next, review reach round. Okay, if you want to give Roman or Rob a review reach round, you go to Apple Podcasts and leave us a star rating and review, and we call that the review reach around.
That is correct. It is a 5-star, holy shit, I'm not really an influencer reach around.
So until next week, I'm Rob Gast.
And I'm your host, Roman Lebeau.
And we'll see you next time. Later.
Hi, this is Mark. Congratulations, you have found this amazingly awesome show. Chances are you're listening to it right now on whether it's iTunes or Stitcher Radio or some other mobile app that allows you to stream this amazingly awesome show to your ear holes. And I can't stress how awesomely amazing this show really is. But did you know that you can also catch the latest episode of this show on the Tangible Network? That's right. Go check out TangibleNetwork.com. You can look them up, and you can listen to it right there. It's even mobile-friendly. What more could you ask for? Which means you can pull it up on your iPhone or your Android, even your Windows phone. Yeah, who has one of those? But still, point remains, you can do it. You can do it. Check it out, TangibleNetwork.com. Listen to this show, the latest episode, every time. Check it out.
Hey everybody, this is DJ Johnny Rock.
And I'm Neil Young, Johnny's best friend.
You're not my best friend.
Yes, I am, silly.
Not my best friend.
My best friend and I are here to tell you to tune in to Drinking in the Park Herd every Friday on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud.
Right, right.
Player FM, the EMC Podcast Network, the Tangent Bound Podcast Network, and www.neilandjohnny.com, and downloadable on the podcast app of your choice.
It's a lot of techno babble. Is this a promo? Am I in a promo?
Yep.
That explains the background music. It's really nice and shiny in here. And is it kind of small as well?
Getting smaller, because it ends soon.
Ends?
Yeah, Johnny, all podcast promos end.
When does the promo end?
30 seconds?
30 seconds? God, that was 25 seconds. Why does the promo have to end? I have more sounds to make. More jokes, more bananas.
Johnny, I have an idea. Listen.
Neil, you actually have to say the words when you whisper.
No. Okay, sorry.
Okay.
Try it again. Listen.
That's a great idea. Hello, will you please listen to our podcast?
I hope this works.
Me too.